Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 29, 2020. I'm George Henry. Police believe that Sunday afternoon's accident that left a Jeep Wrangler at the bottom of the Siuslaw River could have been caused by a medical emergency. Witnesses say they saw 91-year-old Parker Kendall of Florence heading southbound when the vehicle suddenly veered off Rhododendron Drive near the transfer station about 3:10 on Sunday afternoon. The vehicle plunged into the river and sank. Divers from Lane County Sheriff's Department located the vehicle. Support was also received from the U.S. Coast Guard Siuslaw Station and Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue. The vehicle was removed from the river and Kendall was still in his seatbelt. The Florence police in their press release said evidence was found in the vehicle of a pre-existing medical condition. The head of the Mapleton Water District, Terry Salbert, says that despite having to issue a boil water notice 2 months ago, the water tests have been consistently good at all of the testing stations. He says that does not mean he is recommending that residents drink the water without boiling. Boiling, he says, is still the recommended practice. Salbert has been under fire from residents and some media outlets for his handling of the situation, but he says that over the past few months, there's been a lot of work to try to resolve the problem. Mapleton's water system is a fully pressurized system that has no gravity-fed supply, and when the system failed and was further damaged after the Sweet Creek Milepost 2 fire, it made repairs more difficult. Salbert says they are expecting a temporary skid that will supply pressure to the system, and that should arrive in the next several days, but it will likely be another month before the system is fully operational. Money for the skid had to come through a grant process because of the district's very limited funding, and that process, Salbert says, has been long and involved. Despite several residents complaining of becoming sick, there have been no confirmed illnesses due to water contamination. Temperatures in the Florence area reached the upper 80s yesterday, and several locations hit 90 as hot air pushed in from the valley. Forecasters over the weekend predicted there would also be smoke pushing in, but firefighters with the Holiday Farm fire were able to make progress in battling down the blaze. It's not clear if that alone eliminated the smoke, but the fire is currently over 55% contained. More warm weather is expected to be in the area today, with highs continuing in the mid-80s. Temperatures are expected to stay in the 70s the rest of the week. The Oregon Department of Forestry says fire will likely stir within the boundaries set over the next several days, with east winds prevailing, but they believe the smoke will cause minimal threat to surrounding homes. The Oregon Health Authority has listed 181 new confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday. That included 26 for Lane County, increasing that total to 1,239. There was a drop in current infections to 179, a decrease of 25 from the previous day's total. Statewide, the total has risen to 32,994, but there were no new deaths to report yesterday. Lane County was once again the leader in new coronavirus cases, followed by Washington with 24 and Multnomah County with 21. The nonprofit Friends of the Florence Event Center was a recipient of a grant fund to assist with monies lost during the coronavirus. The Coronavirus Relief Fund for Cultural Support gave the group $4,952 to offset pandemic-related expenses and lost income. The Friends of the Florence Event Center recently canceled the annual Winter Music Festival due to restrictions in place governing group numbers for events. Other nonprofits to receive funds from outside grants were the Rods and Roadies, Crow, the Florence Regional Arts Alliance, and the City of Florence. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 29, 2020.